नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते सुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपतान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सदां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 Chapter 26, the title of the chapter is Fundamental Principles of Material Nature, text number 18. Antaha Purusha Rupena Kala Rupena Yo Bahi Samanveti Yesha Satvana भगवान आत्मा माया। अंतपुरुष रूपेण अंतपुरुष रूपेण काल रूपेण यो बहि काल रूपेण यो बहि समन्वेति एष सत्वानां समन्वेति एष सत्वानां भगवान् आत्ममायया भगवान् आत्ममायया। अन्तःपुरुषरूपेण कालरूपेण यो बहि समन्वेति एष सत्वानां भगवान् आत्ममायया। अन्तःपुरुषरूपेण कालरूपेण यो बहि समन्वेति एष सत्वानां भगवान् आत्ममायया। अंतः विदिन पुरुष रूपेण इन द फॉर्म ऑफ सुपर सोल काल रूपेण इन द फॉर्म ऑफ टाइम यह ही हू बहि विदाउट समन्वेन सॉरी समन्वेति एग्जिस्ट येष ही सत्वानाम ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। Atma Mayaya. By his potencies. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By exhibiting his potencies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead adjusts all these different elements, keeping himself within as the super soul and without as time. Translation responsively, please. By exhibiting his potencies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead adjusts all these different elements, keeping himself within as the super soul and without as time. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here it is stated that within the heart, the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides as the super soul. This situation is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. The super soul rests beside the individual soul and acts as a witness. This is also confirmed elsewhere in the Vedic literature. Two birds are sitting on the same tree of the body. One is witnessing, the other is eating the fruits of the tree. This Purusha or Paramatma, who resides within the body of the individual soul, is described in Bhagavad Gita 13.2 as the Upadrashta, witness, and the Anumanta, the sanctioning authority. The conditioned soul engages in the happiness and distress of the particular body given by him by the arrangement of the external energy of the Supreme Lord. But the Supreme Living Being or the Paramatma is different from the conditioned soul. He is described in Bhagavad Gita as Maheshwara or the Supreme Lord. He is Paramatma, not Jivatma. Paramatma means the super soul, who is sitting by the side of the conditioned soul just to sanction his activities. The conditioned soul comes into the material world in order to lord it over by material nature. Since one cannot do anything without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, he lives with the Jiva soul as witness and sanction giver. He is also Bhokta. He gives the maintenance and sustenance of the conditioned soul. Since the living entity is constitutionally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is very affectionate to the living entities. Unfortunately, when the living entity is bewildered or illusioned by the external energy, he becomes forgetful of his eternal relationship with the Lord. But as soon as he becomes aware of his constitutional position, he is liberated. The minute independence of the conditioned soul is exhibited by his marginal position. If he likes, he can forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead and come into the material existence with a false ego to lord it over the material nature. But if he likes, he can turn his face to the service of the Lord. The individual living entity is given that independence. His conditional life is ended and his life becomes successful as soon as he turns his face to the Lord. But by misusing his independence, he enters into the material existence. Yet the Lord is so kind as the super soul. He always remains with the conditioned soul. The concern of the Lord is neither to enjoy nor to suffer from the material body. He remains with the Jiva simply as a sanction giver and witness so that the living entity can receive the results of his activities, good or bad. Outside the body of the conditioned soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains as the time factor. According to the Sankhya system of philosophy, there are 25 elements. The 24 elements already described plus the time factor make it 25. According to some learned philosophers, the super soul is included to make a total of 26 elements. Anta Purusha Rupena Kala Rupena Yobahi Samanveti Esha Satvanam Bhagavan Atma Mayaya. By exhibiting his potencies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead adjusts all these different elements, keeping himself within as the super soul and without as time. So here in this Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, where Kapila Dev is giving details about the material nature, and he is explaining about all the different elements and how these elements are working and how who is the controller. He's giving all the instructions to Mother Devahuti. So in this particular sloka, we are seeing the Paramatma feature. About the Paramatma feature is explaining, and Srila Prabhupada translates, by exhibiting his potencies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead adjusts all these different elements, keeping himself within as a super soul, as he within as a super soul and without as time. So Lord has very various energies are there. Lord's energies are multivarious. So it says in the different sastras, it says this is like a parashya shaktir vividaiva suyate swabhaviki jnana palakriyacha. Lord has many energies, and that big energies are distributed everywhere. Srila Prabhupada gives this nice example. Is the, in Vishnu Purana there is a sloka, ekadeshe sitagni jyotsna vistarane tada parasya brahmana shakti tatetam sarvam akilam jagat. So the sun is situated in one place and the heat and the light is distributed everywhere. Similarly, Lord is situated, and then from his energies everything is coming. In the Brahma Samhita it is mentioned, Goloka eva nivasati ahilatma bhuto. Lord is situated in the Goloka Vrindavan. But even though he is situated in Goloka Vrindavan, but by his energies everything is working. Lord has many energies. Not one or two energies. He's like Antaranga Shakti, Bhagiranga Shakti. So many energies are there. Lord has so many energies. And by his energy, all the activities are happening. So it is like how the sun is situated, and the sun does not move. Like he's situated, and then everything is, all the energy is coming for everyone. The same way, Lord, even though he is situated as in Goloka Vrindavan, he is having pastimes with the devotees, and still his energy, everything is working. This is Lord's special feature. And we are also one of the energies of the Lord. What energy we are? Marginal energy. Lord has many energies, and we are also. This is like there is energy, three types of, mainly classified as three. One is spiritual energy, one is material energy, and we are the marginal. Our situation is the marginal. We are the cat on the wall. Our situation is the cat on the wall. We can go this side or we can go this side. So this is our position. But here Lord's situation is different. So that is why it is mentioned. He is as a Paramatma, he is situated in everyone's heart. Taravali, you know the sloka? Where is Lord situated as a Paramatma in everyone's heart? You should know that. Sarvasya chaham hritisannivishto matah smritir jnanam apohanamscha vedaischa sarvair ameva vedyo vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. So Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Not only Lord says that, Lord says sarvasya chaham hritisannivishto. He is situated in everyone's heart. Matah smritir jnanam apohanamscha. From me only comes knowledge and forgetfulness and remembrance. So Lord only has to give knowledge. To remember the Lord, he only has to give knowledge. To forget him also, actually somebody wants to go away from the Lord, for him also Lord only has to give intelligence. Then only he can forget. Otherwise you can't forget the Lord, independently you can't forget actually. Sometimes people say, I have to got to go somewhere. Nah? Like, they don't have to go anywhere. But still I have got to go. So, temple says, just wait some time, aarti is there, prasad. No, I got to go somewhere. But they don't have to go anywhere, but still got to go somewhere. Because the problem is, their desire is like that, and Lord is fulfilling. Okay, tathastu. When somebody has the desire, he fulfills that desire. You want to go away? Okay, you go away. Somebody wants to come? He wants to. Okay, Lord will give the desire for them also to come. So that is why we have to be very careful what we desire. This is the only thing. The living entity, what the living entity can do, only thing is desire. Desire is the only thing living entity cannot do anything actually. We can't do anything. First, we need support of the Lord for everything. Not a blade of grass can move without the sanction of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada quotes that so many times. Because not a blade of grass can move. Because our living entity's constitutional position is Jivera Sorupohoi Nithyera Krishna Das. Because forgetting that position, we are loitering here. We are loitering here, going here, like Abhrahma, Bhuvana Loka, Punaravartina, Arjuna. We go up and down, we go up and down, and we are not going to get any satisfaction anywhere. Even if you get some satisfaction, that will be a temporary satisfaction. Installment satisfaction. Installment. I have 1 minute satisfaction, suffering rest of the time. Installment. Installment basis only the satisfaction. But we are looking for Nityananda. We want a continuous flow of satisfaction. But that satisfaction cannot happen here. Satisfaction can happen only in the association of the Lord, only in the union with the Lord, that satisfaction can happen. So Srila Prabhupada states here, it is stated, within the heart of the Supreme, within the heart, the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides as the Super Soul. This situation is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada, very good, everything, like whatever Prabhupada says, is all quoted by the authorities. Prabhupada does not just loosely, even one sentence, one word, he does not say anything loosely. We have to understand this very clearly, because wherever Prabhupada always quotes, quotes Bhagavad Gita, quotes this Veda, Upanishad, all this, he quotes, because in the spiritual circles, this is what the understanding is. It's not like, this is my opinion, this opinion, this is that opinion. No, we are not interested here in hearing about X opinion or Y opinion. We are interested in the opinion of all the acharyas, all the different Vedic authorities. That is what we are interested in hearing. So here Prabhupada says, this situation is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. The super soul rests beside the individual soul and acts as a witness. So what is this sloka? You should know that at least. Other pandits, where are the other pandits? They all disappeared. Sreya and Rama. No. You know this sloka? She doesn't... Upadrishta anumantascha bharta bhokta maheshwarah paramatmyapi chapi yukto dehesmin purushapara upadrishta. Upadrishta and anumanta. Upadrishta means, drishta means seeing. Upadrishta is just sitting and seeing. Upadrishta. So nice this thing, Lord. Bhagavad Gita, each sloka is like a worth, keep on meditating only. Keep on meditating. Upadrishta, he is just sitting. Anumanta, he is the one, Anumati. Anumati means permission. He only has to give permission. Without his permission, you can't do anything actually. Upadrishta Anumantascha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. Bharta Bhokta. He is like a master and he is the enjoyer. And Maheshwara, he is the Supreme Lord. Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. Paramatmati Chapi Yukto. He is called Paramatma Dehesmi Purushapara. He is the Supreme Lord situated in the within the heart and he is the Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. Srila Prabhupada quotes everything wonderfully here. So this is what we have to understand. This is confirmed. Super soul rests beside the individual soul and acts as a witness. This is also confirmed elsewhere in Vedic literature. Two birds are sitting on the same tree of the body. So this is another Vedic situation. It is Samane Vrikshe. This is two birds are sitting in the tree and one bird is eating the fruit of the tree. The bird which is eating the fruit of the tree, what is that bird? Not the Paramatma, it is Jivatma. This us, Jivatma. And the Paramatma is witnessing. As you keep on eating the fruits, and Paramatma is witnessing. He is witnessing. And sometimes we say, I did something nobody knew. What did nobody know? You are a nuisance actually. Everybody knows. All these things are monitored actually. CCTV is there already. Inside only CCTV is there. As a Paramatma, he is monitoring everything. You can't do anything without his knowledge. Sometimes without the knowledge, I did this murder. Nobody knew that. Nobody knew means only the outside people didn't know, but already all the devatas are monitoring. Chitragupta is monitoring. Yamaraj is monitoring. And so many authorities are monitoring. And you don't know. That is your problem. That is why people, because of ignorance, people, why they commit sinful activities? Because of ignorance. They think that, okay, our Australian police didn't see or Indian police didn't see, I have performed something, some activity I have performed, nobody monitored. No, you this already monitored, everything is recorded and you have to pay through the nose. Everything you have to, it's not like a no excuse, you know, like everything will be accounted for. Whatever you do, it has to be accounted for. That is why the activity is very, very important. What action we are doing now, it is at most important because this will lead to next body. This will lead to the next body. What kind of body you are going to get? Karmana, Deva Netrena, Jantur Deha, Upapadaya. Because this, whatever karma, whatever activities we perform, accordingly you get a suitable body. If you perform all these nefarious activities and expect that you will go back to the Goloka Vrindavan, no, nothing will happen actually. We have to, activities has to be very, very clear. What, that is why we, all the activities has to be, everything is monitored. So if somebody knows these activities are monitored, then how he will commit any sinful activity? Whatever I do, everything, everybody is monitored. Lord is monitoring. Paramatma is there. See, Sakshat, he is monitoring everything. See, if somebody understands Paramatma is there, then he will not commit any kind of offenses to anyone. Any living entity, not only devotees, or any living entity, he will not commit offense to anyone. So that should be the mood of a devotee. He is like a, like Kapila Dev says, no? Like a, so, he is the lakshana for the devotee. He is a karunika. What is the sloka? You remember the sloka? Suhrutam sarvadehinam ajata satrava santa sadava sadhu bhushanam. He is like a well-wisher of all suhrut. Suhrut. Suhrut means he is a well-wisher of all the living entities. Not only this, this one, that one. He is well-wisher of all the living entities. That is because he understands the Paramatma is there in everyone's heart. That is what in Bhagavad Gita also it is mentioned. The Pandita Samadarshina. Pandita, he sees everything equally. How he sees equally? The Pandita is blind. Pandita sees elephant, brahmana, dog, dog eater, everything is same. Everything is not same. Everybody knows. The bodily differences are there. But why Pandita sees everything equally? Because the Paramatma is situated in everyone's heart, he sees the Paramatma. Paramatma is situated. So that way, you know, like, even though the body may be different according to the karma, we are getting a different body. But Paramatma is there and he offers respects to the Paramatma. So Prabhupada continues this. This Purusha or Paramatma who is resides within the body of the individual soul is described in Bhagavad Gita 11.23 as the Upadrishta, witness and Anumanta, sanctioning authority. The conditioned soul engages in the happiness and distress of the particular body given him by the arrangement of the external energy of the Supreme Lord. So the conditioned soul is going through the enjoyment. Happiness and distress, happiness and distress. But the Supreme Lord, he is not the person to, he is not performing activities for enjoyment or suffering. He is not doing anything. But his position is, he is accompanying the spirit soul to give them the facility. Because whatever karma he has done, he for fulfill that thing, he is present here. So the conditioned soul, he is going through this thing. All this, sometimes that is why they call, we are identifying with the body. When you identify with the body, then only the problems come. When you don't identify, when you identify, we are spirit soul, we have nothing to do with this body, then there is no problem. So that is what the whole understanding is, the science of self-realization. What is science of self-realization? Means I am not this body. This is the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. First instruction of Bhagavad Gita, the beginning only, Krishna immediately just clarifies it. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. I am spirit. So that is self, self-realization. If you understand that, then only other problems come, all other different things, attachments to the body, attachment to the byproducts, then only it comes. When you understand you are not this body, you are spirit soul, then we understand our body. Then the question comes. So that means now we just immediately don't have any affection to children, any affection to husband, any affection to wife, just we live like a stone. No, not like that. We have to understand, yes, we are spirit soul, we are servant of the Lord, and also currently we are in a situation because of our karma. So how to use the best use of the bad bargain? We got the bad bargain. What is the bad bargain? This body. I'm not saying that our family situation is bad, otherwise everybody will start stoning. Family situation is not like, it's not a bad bargain. You got the bargain anyway, whatever bargain you got. But within the situation, how we can elevate ourselves? This is what we all have to think about. The whole idea is, the Vedic scriptures give us an idea how to gradually elevate the person from the lower level to the higher level to higher level. That is what the whole Varnashrama Dharma. Varnashrama Dharma is meant to gradual development of the living entity to take him to the level back home, back to Godhead. It's a very gradual process. It's not like overnight. Not like maybe for some people it may happen, because those who are very, very serious. One devotee asked Prabhupada, how long it takes to go back home to the spiritual world? Prabhupada said, one moment. If you are serious, it will take one moment. If you are not serious, it will take millions of lifetimes. It all depends on us, actually. How serious we are. How serious. The house is on fire. You keep on doing all the fiddles and fire, everything you can do. That is why we have to understand the seriousness of the business. Because we are here, the house is on fire. And we don't know what is our precarious situation. Anything can happen. Anything can happen at any time, and then we may just completely go away. So now the favorable situation is there. We are closer to the association of the Lord, closer to Prabhupada, closer to deity. All these things are favorable. If we don't make use of the situation, then what is the guarantee that again all these things will fall upon the same way? May or may not. May. Krishna gives the guarantee. Krishna gives every guarantee. He says, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashta Bijayate. Even you perform little bit of tapasya, little bit of austerity, little bit of devotional service, that will be protected. But why to take a risk? Why to take a risk of again coming back? So that we have to understand. So here, Srila Prabhupada continues his purport. But the supreme living being or the Paramatma is different from the conditioned soul. He is described in Bhagavad Gita as Maheshwara. So we read that in the sloka. Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. And he is Paramatma, not Jivatma. Paramatma means super soul who is sitting by the side of the conditioned soul just to sanction his activities. The conditioned soul comes to this material world in order to lord it over the material nature. Since one cannot do anything without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, he lives with the Jiva soul as witness and sanction giver. He is also Bhokta. He gives maintenance and sustenance to the conditioned soul. Lord is the maintainer of all the living entities. Nityo, Nityanam, Chetanas, Chetananam, Yeko, Bahunam, Yo, Vidatati, Kama. He is the maintainer of all the living entities. And he is out of his this causeless mercy, even though we are revolting. He saying, no, I don't want to be with you. I want to go away from you. Still, Lord is saying, no, I still. Because he's the, like a father and mother sometimes, children, I want to go away. All the facilities are in the house, but children still don't want to go away. What the father does? He'll make some arrangement, give some pocket money, give this, give that, make arrangement. Because the father is and mother are always concerned about the well-being of the children, correct? Any father or mother, always concerned, make all the big plans. They will go through their own suffering, correct, for the children. But children may not know that. That's another thing. And also, this is another problem. We can't laugh. We also did like that only. Our parents went through all the suffering, and then we are sitting here now putting them in the old age home. That is another thing. Sometimes we suffer. We think that like we are, children, they don't appreciate. But did you appreciate? You didn't appreciate also. We didn't appreciate also. So we have to, Lord is very, very merciful. And he say, even though you are revolting, what will happen in the material world? You are revolting, go to hell. Normally we don't, if somebody gives a hard time, what will you, I don't care about you, you don't. But Lord, even though you are saying, he's revolting against the Lord, and still I will give you some sadbuddhi, I will come with you, I will give you all the facility. Why? Because he is concerned. He is concerned that the living entity has to come back home, back to God. He is concerned about us. Otherwise, that is why he is coming here. And he is performing all these wonderful pastimes like a Damodar Leela, Govardhan Leela. All these different things he is performing. Why? Not that he has nothing to do. Because he has so many things to do. But these fellows will not be attracted to anything. So let me come and perform this wonderful pastime to attract them towards this spiritual life. That is what he is performing. And he sends his representatives. He gives Bhagavad Gita. He gives all the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, everything. He is constantly, actually Lord is very anxious. Prabhupada says in one place, he is very anxious. He is very, very anxious. What is Lord's anxiety? When this fellow is going to come back. So long this fellow is like a loitering here. When this fellow is going to come back, that is Lord's anxiety. And we have so many anxieties, but we don't, like a Lord has so much anxiety, then, and he is giving all this facility, but we are seeing, we are just turning this side. Okay, no, I'm enjoying here. Why do I go to the Lord? He is giving Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. I'm just sitting in one bedroom apartment here. I'm happy. Why should I worry about you? This is our problem. Our misfortune is like that. And he says, I will continue here, I will continue. You may continue, but the problem is, it will finish. It will finish, and also it's asaswatam, temporary. You can't make a permanent situation here. However beautiful it may be, however wonderful the land may be, you can't make a permanent situation. This situation you have to leave. Asaswatam. Dukkalayam. Dukkalayam is one thing. You will say, Dukkalayam, I will adjust, little bit dukkha, little bit adjustment I will do. But asaswatam, you can't do anything. You have to just pack up and go. Nobody giving no notice will also be given actually. Another way, just you have to pack and go. So here, this is our precarious situation. And he lives with the Jiva soul as a witness and sanction giver. He is also Bhokta. He gives maintenance and sustenance to the conditioned soul. He maintains everything. And Lord arranges everything. And he personally, he does not perform anything. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Maya adakshina prakriti suyate sa saracharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagatvi parivart. Everything is happening under his superintendence. He does not personally has to come and perform the different activities. That is what Lord's, because multi energies are there, as we discussed. Lord has many energies, and one of the energies, material energy, is performing everything according to Lord's desire. Srishti, Siti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Sakti, Reka, Shayeva, Yasya, Bhuvanani, Vibarti, Durga, Ichchanu, Rupam, Apiyaschada, Chesta, Chesha, Govindam, Adi, Purusham, Tamaham, Bajami. Durga Devi, she performs all this activity, all this material world activity, according to the Chaya. Like a Chaya means like a shadow. She performs all the activities under Govinda's instruction, not her own plan. Govinda's instruction. Same thing Krishna says, Maya Adakshina Prakriti. So Krishna orders this material nature to do this, all these activities. And Krishna also does that when the living entity surrenders to him. Maya mevam pravattava, sorry, what is that sloka? Mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Krishna, if somebody surrenders to Krishna, then Krishna, out of the fatherly affection, he says to him, okay, now enough is enough. Don't trouble this living entity. He has surrendered to me. Then the maya will not have control. That is the position. That Krishna does only when you surrender to Krishna. Only completely surrender to Krishna. Krishna does that. And Krishna makes arrangement, all the arrangement. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Thesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvaham dadami buddhi yoham tam enamam upayanti. You come back to me, I will give you buddhi. Even though you don't have buddhi, I will give you buddhi. We don't have buddhi, that is why we are sitting. Not the outsides they are sitting. Outside means outside the world, like, not the veranda. Because they are here means a buddhi is there, that is why they are coming to the temple. If they don't have buddhi, why they will come to the temple? This is what we have to understand, because this spiritual knowledge is very, very rare. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit etati siddhaye. So many thousands and millions of people are there, only handful of people are interested. So the Krishna is also concerned. That is why he gives the knowledge. Somebody, and for that only qualification, satata yuktanam. We have to remember the Lord. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvaham. We have to do devotional service with love and affection. Love and affection is there, that's it. Krishna is conquered. If love and affection is not there, you can't conquer Krishna. Like Duryodhan only. Duryodhan, what is Duryodhan's mentality? Duryodhan could not conquer Krishna. He made a big feast, big arrangement, everything, but nothing doing. Krishna said, I am not eating in your place. Duryodhan ka meva tyag, sak viturakar kaya. So he just ate the small prasadam, something in Vidura's house. Why? Vidura had the love and affection. Duryodhan didn't. So this is the beauty. Mother Yasoda, how did she bind Krishna? Not because of the robe, because of the love. So that is what the whole idea is. Krishna there giving this knowledge how we can. And he is saying he has a very, very favorable attitude. Teshanukam partham aham ajnanajam tamaha nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. Anukampa, he is like a always well-wishing friend, always want to do something good, something good, something good. And Paramatma is there speaking, giving the instruction. But sometimes we just reduce the volume so that we don't hear Paramatma's instructions. We just reduce the volume so that Paramatma keep on speaking and I'll keep on doing my own things. This is our problem actually. This is not Paramatma's problem. Paramatma is speaking. Paramatma is giving instruction. Instruction to us. Everything. Like even though, because he's sanctioning, but he will give. For instruction also. But if you listen to the instruction, and then you accordingly your desire can be changed. So if sometimes people say, like, if everything is karma, everything is predetermined, then what is the use of all these things? No, everything is not predetermined. Everything is not predetermined. Because certain things are predetermined, still you have some independence. Minute independence, not absolute independence. You have some independence where you can make a decision. This way or that way, you can still make a decision. Otherwise, what is the meaning of free will? There is no question of free will. Free will means, yes, I can make a decision. But it's not that a big decision you will make, like a very minute decision. To surrender to Krishna or surrender to Maya. You have to surrender to someone. Whether it's Krishna or Maya, that is only different. Because even if you surrender to Krishna, then Krishna's, at least that whatever the jnana, whatever the buddhi he gives, keep on giving, he gives the understanding. Finally, you can come back to me. Krishna gives the guarantee, you can come back to me.
This is how wonderful Krishna, because of the fatherly compassion. Actually, he does not want her to suffer. But we don't have that much this thing. In one church I was reading, they said, God has you in his plan. Do you have God in your plan? Our problem is we don't have God in our plan. We have so many other things. We have so many other plans we have, and we don't have God in our plan. Chanting, temple, that's not in our plan. But God somehow included us. He's all encompassing. He's putting us into the plan. But we are just taking God out of the plan, and then we are having our own plan. But those plans will not work. Whatever, however hard you may try, 5-year plan, 10-year plan, like India, they keep on making plans. Those plans will not work. Unless otherwise it allies, or it just coincides with the Lord's plan, then only it will work. Otherwise these plans will be flops only. Will not work actually. So this is the Paramatma feature. And Prabhupada continues, since the living entity is constitutionally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Living entity is part and parcel of the... Where Krishna says? Mamaivamso jiva. Because this is what Prabhupada... See, by re, one sloka, one lecture Prabhupada here, na, about 20-30 slokas you will memorize actually. That many slokas Prabhupada quotes. We have, this is the way we have to read. How we read, like when you are writing exams and other things, how do we read? I will read one line here, one line. No, we have to be very serious business. Because these things will have to remember at the time of death. Not all of them, at least some of them. And then Arayana Smriti has to come. This we have to read like this. We have to read. He says, this is like, he is situated. He is living entity, is part and parcel. Mamai vamso jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana, manasashtani indriyani, prakriti sthani karshati. We have to remember that. Why? Because these things will give, this is like a tonic. No? Like whenever the hay fever there, you put some injection, like some flu injection, vaccination, you keep on putting. This we need actually. Why we need this vaccination? Because these things will remind us. Whenever we have some difficulty, or most of the time we have difficulty, that's another problem. So these things will remind us actually. Oh, Krishna said like that, Krishna said that, that. Krishna said, I am going to look after you. Then what is that worry actually? Because then worry will go away. Anybody wants worry here? Nobody wants worry. At least we read some Bhagavad Gita slokas, it will give you soothing, this it will give, oh, Krishna says that, yeah. Neha bikramana sosti pratyavayona vidyate swalpam abhyasya dharmasya. That one sloka was sufficient for the rest of the life for us. Nothing else is needed. Swalpam abhyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. This sloka only, whole life we can continue. Why? Because Krishna has given the guarantee. I may not be a big person. I may not be a big devotional service. Little bit of devotional service I perform, Krishna is protecting even that also. So that guarantee, who can give? So even that is sufficient for us. Yes, Krishna has given the guarantee. Let me struggle. What? Actually, in devotional service, even struggle is better actually. Outside people, they may enjoy. But even in devotional life, even struggling, you get credit. Oh, at least you are struggling. At least without, I'm chanting, I'm struggling. Oh, good. You're struggling. That's good. At least you are on the right track. Yeah, that is what we have to think about. So Prabhupada continues here the next few lines. Unfortunately, when the living entity is bewildered or illusioned by external energy, he becomes forgetful of his eternal relationship with the Lord. But as soon as he becomes aware of his constitutional position, he is liberated. The minute independence of the conditioned soul is exhibited by his marginal position. Because the living entity is tatastha shakti. This is like the antaranga shakti, bahiranga shakti, we are tatastha shakti. Because of our marginal position, this situation happens. We can go this way or that way. But by using the independence properly, then we can be situated in the proper situation. This is what the whole life is all about. The whole life is all about, we have forgotten something. That's why the need is sambandha. Sambandha is needed. What is sambandha? Sambandha means there is a relationship. There is a relationship. Normally in there also sambandhi. Sambandhi means when there is a marriage, they call sambandhi. That means there is a boy side, girl side, there is some sambandha. Sambandha, they are going to establish the sambandha. The sambandha, there is a relationship. We have a relationship with Krishna, but we have forgotten that relationship. That is the problem. That relationship is not lost, it is there, but it is forgotten. So sambandha, and then the next thing is abhideya. Abhideya means there is a process by which we can re-establish that relationship. The relationship is lost. some reason or other. So how to re-establish that relationship? That is abhideya and then prayojana. So the whole spiritual life, our action plan is sambandha, abhideya and prayojana. So these three activities we had. So prayojana, what is the prayojana? Sometimes you perform some activity, there. What is the prayojana in that activity? This is a normal colloquial language also. Any activity you perform, what is the prayojana? What is the use? The use being Krishna prema. Attaining Krishna prema, if you attain Krishna prema, then you don't have to go through all other punarabhi jananam, punarabhi maranam, punarabhi janani, all this, everything, you put a full stop. And enjoy with Krishna, loving Krishna, perform wonderful pastimes with Krishna, always in the service of Krishna. That is what the real hankering for the soul. The hankering of the soul is not just enjoying life like here, what we try to enjoy in the material world. The hankering of the soul is to how to in union with the Lord and how to serve the Lord. That's what the happiness comes from. So for Krishna, to facilitating that, Krishna as a Paramatma, he is giving that. He is giving that knowledge. He is giving the understanding. He is ready to do everything actually. But the living entity is so stubborn that I will keep on doing my own things. And some point in time, that is what the sometimes material nature gives some all these different tribulations. And sometimes the living entity wakes up. Yes. Oh, I have been suffering. So then immediately Krishna arranges here. This is Brahmanda Brahmite Kaunu Bhagyavan Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latabi. Then the whole process starts. Then don't the process Krishna. That is why we need mercy of Guru and mercy of Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latabi. Then only the process will start. So Krishna, as within, as a Paramatma, he is helping. Within as a Paramatma, he is also Chaitya Guru. Yes, Paramatma. As soon as the living, he sees the little bit of the living entity's desire, immediately he makes fans that desire. And then it glows, big thing. He just sees the desire. And if a living entity shows the desire, I want to come, I want to finish this thing, I want to end this material cycle, I want to serve you eternally, and then Krishna makes the arrangement. Some guru comes, all the acharyas come, all the instruction, everything comes. And I want to go away. And Krishna, okay, you want to go away? Okay, go away. Let's see, you forget everything. Somebody will call. You got to go somewhere. All these other plans will come. Other different program will come. Or your friend, maybe 20 years old friend will come. When you come for the temple only. Because you had a desire. And if you had the desire to come to temple, that fellow also will come to the temple with you. This is what we have to understand. The desire. So we have to purify the desire. The exercise, the whole plan of this material world is why we are here. We have to purify our desire. Desire you can't completely extinguish. You can't extinguish the desire completely. Why? Because we are living entities. We can't extinguish that. We have to purify the desire. Instead of desiring something for me, we desire for Krishna.
Alarm to go to work, but some important work is there.
So this is living entity can purify the desire. That is the only thing. Living entity has the facility to desire only. So when we desire, I want desire Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says, this is like a kama and there is a prema. Kama means Atma Indriya Preeti is called kama. Krishna Indriya Preeti is called prema. The Indriya Preeti you can't deny. Indriya Preeti has to be there. But whose Indriya you are doing for Preeti? If you try to, in your own senses you do Preeti, then it is Kama. But if you desire Krishna Indriya Preeti, then it's called Prema, Krishna Prema. But when Krishna Indriya is done, automatically your Indriyas are also pleased. This is the beauty. Why it is like that? Why? If Krishna Indriya is pleased, our Indriya is also pleased. Why? We are part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai Vamso. That's why we discuss. Mamai Vamso Jivaloka. When Krishna is pleased, automatically we are also pleased. Krishna says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Yatha Tharor Mula Nishechanena Tripyanti Tatskanta Bhujopashaka. When you pour the water at the root of the tree, the whole tree gets nourished. When you put the food into the stomach, the whole body gets nourished. When you perform your worship and everything for Achyuta, automatically everybody will be pleased. So this is the beauty. This thing we have to understand. This is the secret we have to understand. We don't have to go everywhere, do everything. All these things are not needed. But this is like, there is one mantra comes in the part of, this is Akashat Patitam Toyam Yatha Gachati Sagaram Sarva Deva Namaskaraha Kesavam Pradigachati Sri Kesavam Pradigachatyom Namaiti. See, all the worship, everything you do, everything, finally it has to go to Kesava. Why can't you go to Kesava directly? Why you go through all this? Like this, why you want to go? Kesava is standing there directly. You perform devotional service to Kesava directly. Sakasat patitam toyam. The water is falling. Where it is going? Finally, to go to Samudra. Same way, whatever you do, finally the receiving authority is only Kesava only. Krishna, Kesava only has to receive. But why can't you directly address Kesava? Why you want to go through all this different worship? It's not needed. That's what Krishna says. You surrender to me. And Krishna gives the guarantee. If you then, he is like this person, and he is anxious, he is taking the anxiety, and if somebody shares his anxiety, Krishna is very, very happy. Correct? When you have some problem, somebody is sharing the anxiety with you, what will you do? You will be very, very grateful to the person. Krishna is also like that. Krishna is very, very happy. If a devotee tries to preach this message, give this book or give this prasadam, Krishna is very happy because this person is trying to help Krishna. Actually, we can't help Krishna anyway, but still we are trying. We are trying to give this message. That way, one living entity is elevated, then that is also success actually. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, even one person, even Prabhupada says, so humbled, Prabhupada says in the purport of the Bhagavad Gita preface, he says, even one person reads this book and becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, we consider all our efforts successful. Srila Prabhupada made millions of devotees. But still, his expectation is not expecting anything. He's very, very simple. He's saying, even one person becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, still the effort is worthwhile the effort. So that is why we have to do our bit. Like our bit is, we got Krishna's mercy, we have Prabhupada's mercy, we get all the deity's mercy. Now, mercy should not stop, mercy should flow also. Sometimes we also stash prasadam. The prasadam has to be distributed also. This is what starts here. So we have to, yes, the mercy has to go. Then Krishna says, the end of Bhagavad Gita, Nachatasmat manushyeshu kaschin me priyakruttamaha. The person who does that is very, very close to Krishna. He is in a good book. Like then, for you, already everything is booked. Goloka Brindavan room is booked for you. Already booked. You can't go anywhere, no other place. You won't be get entrance to anywhere else. No other loka will be given to you. Because you are very, very dear to Krishna. You are doing Krishna karya, Krishna karma. Krishna karma you are doing. Then Krishna specifically make the arrangement for you. So we have to be in that position. We have to continue doing we have to listen to Paramatma's instruction, not to like mute. We don't want to mute this Paramatma's voice. Otherwise, we have to listen and then our life will be successful. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments and any clarifications, Hare Krishna. Yes. Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yoga Shemam. Yes. Yeah, Krishna wants that. Yes. Actually, whole Bhagavad Gita is full of guarantee only. But we have to, full of guarantee. Every sloka is a guarantee only. But we should have the eyes to see here, ear to hear the guarantee. Everywhere, Krishna says, assures, Ma Sucha. Who can give you? Ma Sucha. Krishna gives the guarantee. Don't fear, do not fear. Sometimes people may fear, no? Like what will happen? Nothing will happen. Ma Sucha. You surrender to me, I will protect you. We have to, yes, that is what we have to reinforce that. This is the whole idea, all these things is like, sometimes, no? Like, it's not like a sloka, sir. Like, at least you know the meaning is sufficient. Because it's not sloka, it's not the main thing. Correct. Because parrot also can tell the sloka, tuk, 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 tuk. But what is more important is we have to know the meaning. Yes, Krishna is guaranteeing. Krishna is telling. Krishna is giving all the facilities for it. He's making all the arrangements. What am I doing? What is my role? Do I have God in my plan? That is what we have to ask ourselves. If I don't have God in our plan, then how are we going to go back home? This we have to see. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Yes, Prabhu? Yes, yes, Krishna says that. Yes, what is the question? Yes. Yeah, see, preaching means, you know, like we are, see, somebody is enjoying, like the preaching is not is a monotonous task. Preaching can be done in a different ways. You know, like how to make the activity, you have to channel the activity towards Krishna. Okay, the sloka what you are quoting, it says the person, intelligent person, should not disturb the mind of the person, because somebody is doing. So that's point taken. But what he should do is, the person, whatever the activity is performing, how to Krishnaize the activity, how to make his activity Krishna conscious. You can do. See, for example, that person has to eat. Huh? Any activity he is performing, he can eat. So you can give him prasadam. He may want to hear something, you can give him some devotional music. Directly, see, not everybody can be immediately, yeah, I'm just waiting. When is the next Bhagavad Gita? I won't. No, not everybody will be like that. Somebody may be interested in halwa. Somebody may be interested in kichdi. Somebody may be interested in some painting. Somebody may be interested in incense. So what Krishna says there, don't not disturb me. Somebody is performing. Oh, you are nonsense. You are doing all these things. You go to hell. No, no, we don't tell that. We tell them, yeah, you are very nice. But do this also. Add this also. Take this also. This is our point. Our point is, we don't say, like, you are, not disturb means, other person will, if you perform a materialistic activities, if you tell him that what you are doing all nonsense, then he is not going to be, that is the disturbance. But what we do is, we give him some prasadam. Hey, you are doing everything nicely, add this also. You are doing everything nicely, add this also. Then it will be, things will improve. So that we have to do. So this is not a disturbing. That person will not be get disturbed by this activity. So that we have to, this is what preaching means, for each and every person in a different way. Okay? Not this one formula, this formula or that formula. Not like that. Depending on the person, depending on the circumstance. Kala, desa, patra. You have to see accordingly, you have to preach. Not that to preach, track, track, track. It won't work like that. Then people will get disturbed. Is that okay? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.